This is the Lifting Standards Podcast with your host, Dalton Nicholas, a fitness professional with a new age view on the health and fitness lifestyle. Enjoy. Welcome to the Lifting Standards Podcast. As the intro said, I am your host, Dalton Nicholas. I am doing this podcast because I feel as if I have a lot of new insight on the fitness industry, and because it's such a progressive field, I feel everyone has a different perspective, and I think I would like to just put mine out there, see if other people connect with it. I believe I have a lot of just opinions on a lot of issues, good things, just pretty much anything that's going on in the fitness industry. I have paid pretty close attention to all the stuff that I think matters, which is once again completely opinionated. But that's the basic reason for the podcast. Also, I'm trying to connect with more people and help, as ridiculous or cliche as it sounds, I want to help as many people as I can through fitness. That's kind of the reason why I got into it. Not kind of the reason, that's the reason why I got into it. But I'll save that for the main segment, which is basically going to be my story of how I ended up into fitness, which ways it's brought me, and where I'm at now. So that is why I'm starting the podcast, and a little brief intro to this. I just wanted to throw this out there too. If you are new to the podcast, obviously you're new to the podcast. if you're new to me as a person, I am a 22-year-old ACE certified personal trainer, and I have been in the field for about 2 years with a cert, and then even prior to my certification, I was training for about 6 months before that. So that is who I am. Now let me tell you how I got there. So the reason why I got involved with fitness was straight out of high school. I was about 280 pounds. And up until probably like my sophomore or junior year in high school, I was honestly proud to be big. My whole family has always been extremely heavy set, so it was such a weird mind state that I was in at the time. Just, I honestly remember the day that I hit 200 pounds, and like a huge rush of pride came over me. It was just such a weird mindset to be in, and obviously it was an unhealthy one. So I'm happy that that ended up getting kicked. So fast forward to my first year in college. I was a liberal arts major. I wanted to be a teacher. And then I went through like a typical like rough breakup, and that kind of tossed me into the gym. And for definitely all the wrong reasons. So that's how I honestly even ended up in the gym, and at the time still a liberal arts major, taking a bunch of nonsense credits that were just, honestly, most of them were a waste of time, I would say. So that is how I even stepped foot into a gym, and now fast forward to about 6 months after my first full year at college, I met a mutual friend of my best friend, Jackson. I met a mutual friend of his group, Mr. Jordan Rahman himself, and he was my first bit of motivation after, my first good bit of motivation, I would say. Because I at up till that point, I was 6 months into the gym, I was dieting, I was doing the weights the best I knew, and I was doing the diet probably the worst I knew. I was on like a 1,400 calorie diet, living and breathing off of brown rice and chicken. Oh my goodness, it was awful. So I was doing the diet horribly. I was working out to the best of my knowledge. I wouldn't say the workouts were that bad up until that point, but my diet was definitely awful. Unhealthily low calories for my weight. And then I met Mr. Jordan Rahman through a flag football league, and he introduced me to Jim Stepani and his 6-week shred and all the information I would ever possibly need on how to actually live a healthy lifestyle and how to shred properly. Around the same time, my mother, who works in a program for the state, had access to a nutritionist, so that was extremely helpful as well. Elise is her name. She's the person who kind of, I would say that was even before Jordan Rahman got me onto the 6-week shred by Jim Stepani. I would say I met with her, and she, honestly, the look on her face when I told her how much I was eating was pure fright, honestly. And so with meeting with her, getting my calories up, and then meeting Jordan through flag football and his knowledge from what he was doing, because he was also obese all the way throughout high school, and that man lost a literal human when he lost all his weight. So that was my motivation to push it even further than I had at the time. I probably lost maybe 20, 30 pounds. And then Jordan Rahman really pushed me to do better in the gym, and he also became my gym mate through that. So that was amazing. Thank you, Jordan, as always. So that was then. So at the time I was playing flag football. I was always a very active person, but diet was absolutely horrible usually. And then through flag football, I met Jordan and his amazing wife. I couldn't forget her, Krista May, who also lost a literal human, and now they're one of the most active people I know. Those two really helped overall with just getting me on like the right track and mindset to lose weight healthily and just constantly staying motivated in the gym. Bring on the worst physical trauma in my life, and mental, I could say. During flag football, I was at the pinnacle of my health ever, hitting the gym 6 days a week, diet on point, mental state on point, like really grinding. And then during flag football, I got hit, which is supposed to happen in flag football, I know. Someone fell on my back. I was running a route, and someone fell on my left leg, put it in a funky spot, and I tore my ACL and LCL. And oh, man, that was probably one of the worst days of my life. I walked to the car afterwards. Weird flex, but okay. And I drove myself to the emergency room. They took x-rays. Nothing was broken, so I had a little glimpse of hope. I figured I might have strained my knee at most, but unfortunately, I had a doctor with, you could, I mean, it depends on how you look at it. It's either good bedside manner or bad bedside manner. To me, it was just overall shocking how calm he was when he told me all of this. When he told me that I did a number on that knee, he said, and you tore your ACL and LCL, and you're definitely, followed up by, you're definitely going to need surgery. And he stayed in that room for maybe a half a second and then just bolted out, because he must have known that I was going to cry like a schoolgirl. So for the next 5 days after that, I was down, man. I was definitely in the dumps for the next 5 days, thinking I was going to go back to exactly how it was. That's just how it goes. I'm not going to be able to walk. What am I going to do? And that lasted, I'm proud to say that only lasted 5 days, because I know it was a huge trauma to me, physically and mentally, obviously. But right after that, my support system, my family, it really changed a lot. on how I would actually handle the situation. My mother was extremely nice. She let me get McDonald's for those 5 days that I was in the dumps, but that was pretty much it. She wasn't going to just let me go back. And then, so she helped me with my food and just getting everything I needed ready before the surgery. And after post-surgery, I spent all the way up until surgery. I'm sorry, I should backtrack. All the way up to surgery, I was in the gym hitting everything except for legs, obviously. My friend Kyle McClendon, he drove me there, worked out with me, even though I was extremely injured. So that was amazing. My friend Jackson was there as well. So working out with a torn ACL and LCL, that motivated me, man. I felt really badass. Yeah, that was extremely cool for me personally, because you're walking in there on crutches and people are like looking at you a certain way, and I think what was really cool, so initially it was cool to have people looking at me like I'm the badass, but what I thought was even cooler was when people would walk up to me and like, hey man, like, I see you're in here on crutches, like that's really awesome, like they would actually interact with me, and like, people would come up and be like, I just ran an extra 2 miles because I saw you were in here on your crutches. And I was like, I got to do a little bit more because this guy is showing me up. It was really cool. That part is partly where I found that I liked motivating and inspiring others. More to come with that in the rest of the story. Also, after my surgery, I spent maybe a week or two, because I'm not allowed to walk on it, put any sort of pressure on it for 6 weeks. I spent like a week or two just letting it heal, because man, was surgery rough. I woke up, oh my goodness, I woke up after the surgery, and I saw my doctor walking in, and I asked him right away, I said, how did surgery go? He's like, perfect, both of, I ended up getting a cadaver, because it was two ligaments, so if they took it off my hamstring and I re-injured the knee, I wouldn't have anything left basically to do that with. So they gave me two cadaver ligaments, and he walks in and tells me they both went perfect, and then I just started chanting MVP because I'm still all drugged up. That was really funny. My mom loved that. So after the surgery, the first couple of days were extremely rough. Sore, hard to sleep, nauseous. And then the following week after that, I believe my brother, it was either that week or the week after, my brother shows up and I bought a bench, not this one. I bought the small bar $150 or $100 bench set. So I was able to still hit some bench in my room. My brother helped me, thank God, because I probably would have killed myself doing it myself, because all I really could do was floor press because I didn't have the rack. So he helped me with that, working out and showering, honestly. God bless you, Dave, for that. So that brings me through my injury and kind of where I separated myself from just being that old kid that I was, extremely overweight, played video games more than anything, and ate whatever he wanted, no actual motivation. So that's where I separated myself from that old Dalton and really knew that my life was basically changed for the good at that point. That brings me on to my early stages of training and also... That brings me on how I found my way to the program at BCC. So after I tore my ACL and went through all the physical therapy, I really noticed a love for learning how my body works and how to recover and just basically the mechanics of the knee is what you learn from tearing two ligaments in it. And basically how... I mean, there really are precious ligaments. They control, those two ligaments control so much that you're able to do and you just take for granted. And I promise you, if you ever have torn or went through any sort of knee issues, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say, like, now just being able to cut laterally or put pressure on it, workout. I work at this point, I'm completely healed and I can work out just as I was before, but man, the process that you go through to get back to that point makes you really appreciate just how every moment in training that you have as a healthy being. So finding the right program at BCC, I was a liberal arts major, like I said. I liked the idea of teaching for the strict reason of I knew I would be able to help many people. But the reason why I picked it was because it was for the wrong reason, because I wanted to help a lot of people, but it was the laziest way to do it. They would like the people would have to come to me so I could help them. So after my surgery and recovering, I realized that that wasn't really the program for me. And through a relationship at the time, I found out that BCC had a personal training program. And then I jumped right in on that opportunity. So I took, on my own, I picked another elective, which is basically all I took when I was a liberal arts major. I took exercise science as my first class, which probably would have been better served as a second semester class, just jumping into it. But I really enjoyed that, and that kind of solidified me joining the next program. So my fourth semester at BCC, I would say, I entered the personal training program, and that is how I got into training. So in the program, you had to do 200 hours of practicum, which is basically just training people who volunteer. They pay a certain price for a 12-week program at the college, and then you get your clients, and you had to hit like 50 hours a week, or 50 hours, whew, not a week, semester in order to get a grade for it. So that's how I started training other people legitimately. I would help out some friends here and there beforehand, but I didn't really ever have any clients. And man, like just to get that first client was such a rush, really. I liked seeing the progress. At the time, I wasn't I'm nowhere near where I am now. So the progress that they made, it was slow, but just to see, just to have them listen, and even with the slow progression, it was still amazing to see just any sort of progression with them. I believe I had 3 clients my first semester in the practicum, 3 the next, and then maybe 2 the one after that. But luckily for me, someone I started with, Adam Klepitar, in the first semester, he followed me all the way through until the end of my program. And man, that guy is a machine now. He's running like a sub-6 mile and just absolutely crushing everything that he puts his mind to. So I shout out to you, Adam, for doing everything you did for me in the program, and then also just everything you're doing for yourself, man. You're killing the game. That brings me to getting certified. I went through the program, and the program basically gets you to the point where you are ready to take the ACE exam. There is a class specifically for prepping you for the exam, and let me tell you, that class was hell. Oh, man. I have never had a worse class in my life. I hated that class, because every single quiz, every test, just like on the ACE exam, there would be realistically, it would be 2 to 3 right answers, and then you'd have to pick the more right answer. That is the most annoying thing I have ever heard in my life. I understand the reasoning behind it, but man, I couldn't stand it during the time that I had to spend in that class. But I got through it with not the best grade, I'm sure. And then that brought me to being able to take the actual test. And thank God for that class, because I crushed it. Wasn't nervous at all to take the test because of how long that semester was. And that freaking personal training class. Wasn't nervous at all to take it. And then for some reason, ACE does this thing where it takes you after the test, it takes you through a little bit of like, it honestly feels like they're messing with you just for fun at that point, because they don't let you see the score until you scroll down after you already click and you get a new page. But that, hold on, computer just went black. Sorry about that. Through the, okay, here we go. So the ACE test, I passed on my first try, thank God, and then ran to the teacher that I might have even emailed her because it was during break. Emailed the teacher who was teaching the personal training class and thanked her for all the awful hours in that class. And then I got my cert and I started training for real before I worked at a GNC and I worked at a Retro Fitness. I trained a little bit at the Retro Fitness before I got my certification, just because it was how it was. You had to get certified within a certain amount of time. So I was able to train for a little bit less pay, but still get to train people. So that was extremely cool. Then I find a huge passion in training at that time, especially after I got certified and I was legit. I was really enjoying one of my big success stories through even Retro and then on afterwards is Caleb Stone. He was really one of my heart-to-heart guys. He just crushed it every day, and he never like missed a session unless he had to because of work, and he has like an actual excuse. He would come in off of like 24 hours straight work and then just still crush the gym. Even if he couldn't really talk well at the time, he would still just absolutely crush it. And that's when I found that I really did love training. I just loved being able to help, like general population is where I found, that's where I found my love for that. At the time I was working at GNC also, so I wasn't able to train as much as I would like to. Fast forward a little bit more into the future, and I started managing a GNC, and that really took away my time for training. And then at a certain point I just stopped training and working full time at GNC, and that was all I was doing. But honestly hated every second of it. Other than the paycheck, I worked alone most of the time. I just wasn't really doing what I thought I should be doing, I suppose. And it really took a lot out of me, like mentally. I was going through a hard time at that point. And then I just quit and switched over, started looking for a real career job and training. Retro was good, but I mean, it was more of a corporation thing. The pay wasn't that great. I was just there to train as much, at the time, train as many people as possible. But with the pay system they have there, it wasn't necessarily affordable. It wasn't economically okay for me to do that when I was living in my own apartment at the time. So I was looking elsewhere for training jobs, and that brings me to Berkshire West, and that was like the first real athletic club that I worked at where they took training seriously and paid seriously and really really made training a priority for the club, and the trainers took it seriously. The head of the department took it seriously. It was really just nice to see people with the same passion for helping others as me, because I haven't really stepped foot in a place where I found that before this day when I got the job at Berkshire West. It was nice. So maybe a month and a half goes by. They give you orientations and things like that, working the front desk, trying to get clients. And let me tell you, man, being a personal trainer, and because the Retro was a feeding system, So that this was completely new to me. I was in sales at GNC, but this was different. Like, you're selling a product at that point. Right now, you're selling your service. And confidence is everything. And for the first month, I thought I had it. But right around the month and a half mark, I knew I definitely had it going in there. Because right around the month and a half, I closed out on a couple of orientations and people with sessions and things like that. And that's basically when I knew I could do this full-time, eventually full-time, if I keep grinding at the clientele, and that this is where I was supposed to be for sure. That was really cool to have happen. This is the time where I meet a couple of really huge influences in my life for training, and I'm talking all over. So clients, mentors. Tuan was my professor basically at Berkshire West. I mean, he knows so much, and he was so far out of college. My fitness director, Tuan, he was so far out of college and still just knew like every atomically correct term and just exactly where everything was. And I believe he is a certified trainer, but more specifically an exercise correction specialist. Correctional exercise specialist, maybe. That side, that aspect of training, really, even now still, it's so intriguing to me. And he crushed the teacher role or mentor role out of the park. I mean, every time I had a question, he would answer without any issue. I mean, mid-session with clients, he would just invite me over to show me a good exercise for this or that, way to open up the hips, erectors, strengthening exercises, everything, anything I needed help with, he helped me with. And I couldn't be more thankful for that, because the amount of progression I made in the, I believe it was like 6 months at that gym, is just more than I could recall at any other point in my training career. Just being in the same environment with that man helped incredibly. Leaps and bounds in my own training knowledge had occurred there. Then my other influences there were a couple of my clients that just crushed it, man. Crushed it. Oop, excuse me. I didn't mean to put my hands over my... Crushed it. They just made such huge progression in such a short amount of time, which is why they ended up staying with me, obviously. But just the amount of gratitude they had, the amount of effort they put in, man, it was just so nice to finally feel like I am where I'm supposed to be in life. And just the appreciation was there. I mean, you work at like a retail, for me personally, like you work at a retail store or any sort of other service area. I have never felt the amount of gratitude or appreciation that I have felt through other jobs that I do with training, because it's just out of this world, the feeling that you get when people are that appreciative or just that vocal about how much they think, because it's all perspective, how much they think you've helped them. Because really, I mean, you can lay it out for them, the whole program, show them what they have to do, but unless they do it themselves, obviously they're not making any progression. So I had a couple of huge clients there where I learned a little bit more about what I would like to train or where I would like to learn more about. So that helped progress me, motivate me, and just keep me inspired to keep going with this path. And that's basically brings me to, that basically brings me to where I'm at now. I am training in person, online. I am doing this podcast now to try to affect more people and get out there into the community that I love, that helped build me up. I like the way I'm training now. So for a while, I was really just focused on body composition. And now I am at a point where I am less concerned about my body composition and, less worried about my body composition, more worried about mobility. Olympic lifting is kind of big in my routine now. I am working a little bit more on strength just because it's fun to me, man. All the different types of training is extremely fun to me now, and I really think I made huge mental gains across the board through my fitness journey, because being overweight in high school, I mean, you know, I didn't get mentally attacked, that's for sure. And I didn't honestly have any crazy bullies in the first place. Honestly, my high school was pretty good at that. All the people were really, I can't even think of one person out of my high school class that treated me badly. But just being a teenager itself and being overweight and having your own self-confidence issues, coming from that part in my life to now is just insane. The gap between the two is just insane to me. I really appreciate everyone, and I try to make it vocal. I try to appreciate and make it very vocal to who the people have helped me across the way. If I left anybody out, I'm extremely sorry, but I'm trying to keep the podcast kind of short. I didn't do it by myself. That's absolutely 125,000% sure that I did not do this by myself. I am where I am today because of the people around me. And I am extremely grateful for any and everybody who has reached out, pushed me farther, done anything for me in my life. So that being said, I believe this is the part where I end the podcast. Not 100% sure, but yeah, obviously. Just to recap the episode, so I believe where I started, obviously, was the overweight high school kid with physical issues, obviously, but more importantly, I think the mental gain throughout the transformation to where I am now is a lot better than just the physical. So I had that insane, huge physical, mental trauma in the ACL and LCL tear. But the injury basically led me to the right major and the right path for me. So I don't regret a single moment of that, even right after surgery when it killed. Pre-cert training is really where I found just how much people could use, how much of a market there was for it, really. Because if I'm training without a certification, then clearly there's a good enough market for someone with a certification. Opting in for my passion after I got out of the ACE test, I switched up my entire life, basically. Left my full-time job, cushiony management position, and I started grinding, man. I started trying to get clients, trying to make it to that full-time trainer status. And really, at that point, that was the first time I was at a real club. And honestly, the first time I was like more than happy, like ecstatic for my job. And then I was able to help clients more quickly and correctly, I would say, because at the beginning, obviously, I wasn't training or eating right. And at this point, post-certified, maybe even a little bit of a post-Twan teaching me how to do certain things and just kind of mushing them all together really made it so I was able to actually get results a lot quicker for my clients, as opposed to them just having faith and hoping that I've figured it out sooner or later. And that really is what it's all about for me at this point. I think I have enough knowledge for myself to train myself. I wouldn't say perfectly, just because that's a little ridiculous to say, but I have enough knowledge in my head to train a person of exact weight, height, body type, muscle, stiffness / tightness as me. But the reason why I keep going and trying to learn more is so I can help Sydney with the extremely tight hip flexors and scoliosis and kyphosis mixed all together. That's really like my why right now for continuing education, and really it's also my why for getting out into the fitness community online, because there's so many research tools and things available out there. That is really my why to keep pushing and bettering myself at this moment in time. Well, that was inconvenient. I am videoing as well as podcasting at this moment, and I got a phone call, and it interrupted me a little bit. Sorry about that. Basically, I was just saying how me being able to train everyone better is what's really driving me to learn more at this time and just really be better. On to the last bit of this podcast segment, I am just going to touch on what the next episode will bring. The next episode is going to be about some newbie, beginner, first time in the gym tips that I have, and finding motivation, really knowing when you're ready to make a change. So that will be the next podcast. And I will also touch on how to stay motivated throughout working out as well. That'll be a little bit shorter of a podcast than this one, I believe, or at least it should be, unless I just keep ranting. But I would like to thank you all for staying for my first podcast. I hope you enjoyed yourself. If you liked it, hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to. I'm not 100% sure how all this works, but I would like to thank you all again for being here for my first podcast experience. I hope you enjoyed it and learned a little bit more about who I am. And I will see you in the next one. Have a good day, guys.